Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of The Food Show. And here we are talking about food and restaurants and cooking and all of that. And also for the special person
Thanksgiving. We've been talking about Thanksgiving.
As Marianne, who is here.
Hi!
And if you want to hear something fascinating about New Year's Day.
We would love something fascinating.
Everything from that back to Thanksgiving. And you may
Does
as well.
Mean you're implying that everything isn't fascinating?
Everything isn't fascinating?
I said, are you implying that everything isn't fascinating? Don't answer that, Doug. We're talking about Thanksgiving today and anything else you would like to talk about.
Yeah, that's our show, all right.
It is getting close to the big holiday.
You know, there was something we were just on the verge of before we broke for the news.
What's that?
Can I throw this back in?
Sure.
You were wondering what makes people choose this restaurant, not that restaurant.
Correctamundo, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we talked about that a little bit more maybe, and I was waiting for something really challenging to come up, and I didn't exactly hear it, so I'm asking for some more of it. But there are people I'm sure who went out to this restaurant or another because of something about that restaurant, like the way it's built, the prices, because you know you start getting into the holidays, and the restaurants have this habit of jerking their prices like by a factor.
You know what I'm finding interesting about that?
Tell me.
The ones that I've been getting are very, very surprisingly low.
Yeah?
Like the one that was featured today in NoMenu.com is Katie's. That guy can cook.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
And he gives a lot of food, too.
So for $26, you can go to Katie's and get turkey, cornbread dressing, sweet potatoes or white potato, mashed potatoes.
Oysters.
Green bean casserole, cranberry sauce. I think that might be it. Maybe there's one other thing. And a dessert and an appetizer of either salad or shrimp remoulade for $26.
That's terrific.
I mean, it is. It really is. There was somebody else who sent a really affordable one. I have to look and see what it is. But there was another one that was like $22. Oh, you know what it is? It's Le Pavillon has two restaurants. They have their Crystal Room, which is the big buffet.
Yeah.
And then they have the Bijou, which is a restaurant that's sort of like their 2019 glamour spot. And they have special things that happen there all the time. And they are now doing an a la carte Thanksgiving for $22. So I thought that was kind of interesting to see that restaurants are doing a smaller full plate like you would get if you were at your own house for an entree price of something like $20-something, which seems really affordable if you're looking for a reasonable price for Thanksgiving and don't want to break the bank. Now, see, Tom, when you were a sad single person and you were looking and you wound up at the Waffle House, if they had had Katie's then or Bijou, you could have gone there and had a $20-something
I did, and I didn't. Well, you know, it's
maybe you would have got invited to someone else's table.
Well, you would think you would have, but no, actually, I had two couples who are very good friends of mine, and they invited me to their Thanksgiving, and then again for Christmas.
And then you said no.
No, of course not.
Oh, okay, so then you went.
They, let me tell you,
you learn your lesson from going
there.
Here's that time.
How what? I can tell you, you know, just how nice these people were. The reception for my wedding. Have I ever told you anything about my wedding? Anyway,
I think you have told them
that they invited me. They said, "What are you doing?"
What was the name? There was a name for that thing. It was like the orphans. Thanksgiving or something.
Orphans and media.
And they had a big deal, a gigantic buffet in this absolutely fabulous, exquisite house with. I don't know. Did she cook that herself?
She did.
She did.
She was plugged in with a lot of other people in the business. If she would call up a chef she knew, would fill the kitchen with it. She knew everybody. Everybody knew her, and everybody liked her.
Yeah.
And I still do. And
so you did that for how many years before you started coming to my Thanksgiving?
Let's see. I'm going to say somewhere from late 1960s to maybe 19.
Well, it would have been 1988.
88 or something like that. Yeah.
Tom single-handedly ruined Christmas Eve party.
What did I do?
You took me away from it.
Oh.
And I, the life of the party, leaving just killed it.
Are you the life of the party? Really? Because I've always wanted to be the guy of the party.
You know, anyway, so this was the party, and I know I've said this a million times, but if you missed it, it's quite amusing. My mother had, for many years, a Christmas Eve party. And at this party, on the menu, were the following things. Gino's pizza rolls. Mock oyster patties, which were concocted of canned mushrooms, some broccoli, tubed cheese, and all of this was put into a patty shell. And, you know, I think that you could definitely make a case for mushrooms having a mouthfeel sort of like an oyster. They've certainly got the color.
Yeah.
Anyway, this was another thing that was on the menu. Little meatballs. And my mom had this thing for... she had a thing for Jimmy Dean sausage.
Mm.
And somehow there was a Jimmy Dean sausage roll of some kind having to do, I don't know what it was. I don't even remember it. But anyway, it was on the menu. And we had a whole bunch of people at this party. And then
Tom entered
the family. And I wound up going to, I guess it was the Brennans or something, who had a big Christmas Eve thing. And that was kind of the end of my mother's party. I hope you're happy, Tom. You destroyed it.
Well, everything you're saying is true. Can vouch for that. But
they welcomed you into their home, and then you killed it. Like one of those little gremlins in the movie. Oh. It comes into your house, and God help you after that. 260-6368 is the number. We're talking silliness as we get close to the holiday. We started talking about Thanksgiving.
In fact, you know,
and would like to go back and talk about Thanksgiving.
Can I go back to people who have been talking for the last little while here? I think this is something we can develop even a little bit more. People who went out the day before Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving itself.
By themselves?
Yeah.
I don't think there's too many people
you
like
don't
that,
think
Tom.
That, no.
I don't think so.
Probably
I think that's
not.
A very tiny niche market, I would say.
Well, okay.
Anyway, on the pile of unopened topics, except for Jim. Thank you so much, Jim, for calling. The questions are, do you do a turducken? Have you ever done a turducken? Do you stuff your own bird if you do a turkey at your house? What is your star dish at your Thanksgiving celebration? Do you go to a restaurant instead? What was the decision or the factors that made you switch from Thanksgiving at home to Thanksgiving in a restaurant? What was the criteria by which you judge the restaurant that will...
There you are. That was one sneaky way of doing that, if ever I saw one.
Probably not.
Yeah.
New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood is a place that you will get delicious fried seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Cooked to order, comes to the table very hot. So hot it steams when you cut into it. And it is fried perfectly. It's golden brown.
Yeah.
It is crispy, delicious, greaseless, which fried things should certainly be. And you can get that on a platter or on a poor boy. They have good local specialties. They have great hamburgers from their extensive
barbecue
hamburger
shrimp
menu.
If you,
yeah, they have local specialties.
Yeah,
red beans and rice and things like that. They have good salads. And now they have char-grilled oysters. So you want to go see them. They have 10 locations around town. That's New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood.
Thank you.
Are you happy, Doug? All right. So we were talking about Thanksgiving, and I'm still talking about Thanksgiving because it's a fun holiday. And it's something that, well, I used to look forward to it, but now it's just another one of those sad holidays that don't have any kids or people.
Well, kids definitely do change the whole.
Well, Doug, we used to have a Thanksgiving that was brimming over with people. We used to have 50 or more people at our house. And now we're not even having it at the house.
Well, you have to understand the world does not lack people. Just you.
Thank you, Doug.
I better not laugh too much
Thank you, Doug.
That was just asking for trouble.
Anyway, all right, if no one wants to talk about Thanksgiving, we can move on to something else. Macaroni and cheese, hamburgers.
How about side dishes for Thanksgiving?
I love side dishes for Thanksgiving. That's what I prefer,
Let's find some.
Well, I have my Middle Eastern exotic spice sweet potatoes.
Yeah. How about Brussels sprouts?
My brother used to bring my brother has 7 children. So he does nothing if it isn't in massive quantities.
And he manages it all very well, too.
So for a while, he was bringing sweet potatoes. And they would be just like these gigantic chunks of sweet potato swimming in an actual, like, swimming pool of butter. And I looked at that and I said, you know, there has to be a better way. So I decided to take, because I don't like the sweet potatoes. It's so contrived to have sweet potatoes with little baby marshmallows and brown sugar and pecans.
I like them just by themselves. You bake them in the oven, you eat them.
Yeah, but you know, these are really good, this little Middle Eastern thing I'm doing now. Because I take the sweet potatoes and I will peel them and I will cut them into smaller chunks. And then I will melt a lot of butter and put in ginger, turmeric, cumin, cinnamon, curry. I think that's it. Oh, nutmeg.
You are very, very, very close to the exact formula that Chef Paul Prudhomme used on a whole bunch of stuff.
Anyway, not a turducken, I hope. So then I will make a paste of that, or not really a paste, but I will put all of those things together into the butter and then take the sweet potatoes and toss them in that and then roast them in the oven. And that makes a really good sweet potato dish. And you get all those
Sounds good. You
get all those turmeric vitamins in there.
They're real good
too.
For you.
Yeah. And so
a little spicy.
Yeah.
And might be too much for some people.
Well, I don't know. I think that you have to be careful with it, but the blend of all of those spices registers on your palate as exotic, but certainly good. I mean, people love it, and they ask me for the recipe all the time. So that's the one thing that I think has changed over the years at our house, the sweet potatoes that we're doing. And then, of course, there was the mac and cheese change when we had that gigantic sampler of Vermont cheddar that you were sent, and I had all of this white Vermont cheddar, and we were coming up on Thanksgiving, and I just decided to throw that into the pot for mac and cheese instead of the golden yellow or orange yellow cheddar. And we've never gone back. We've always had now the Vermont white cheddar, which I think is a far superior product.
Here's
well,
something.
Mike is up. We could put him up. We could take a break, but we'll go to do that after we talk to Mike. Let's go to Mike.
Mike, welcome to the food show.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on your turducken.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of that, to be honest with you. My in-laws, they do one every year.
They still do?
It just seems... Oh, yeah, they get it every year.
Oh,
it's just too dry. I just don't care for it.
Uh-huh. What is it? It's a turkey, and then inside of that is a what?
Well, they got...
A jerky.
What's inside the chicken? There's like three, isn't there?
It's turkey, chicken, and I forget what the other one is. But anyway, it's just too dry, and it's, you know, I'm not crazy about it.
Doug is in there with his hands up in the air looking at me as appropriate because, you know, the word is turducken. And
duck
so and I'm sitting
duck,
here going,
duck,
what's
duck,
the third one?
Duck,
he goes, doc.
Duck. I love it. Well, I'll tell you, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Anyway, I normally do, I have my ex-in-laws, they have a trucking company in Lafayette, and over the years, they would fry about 50 turkeys.
Oh, yeah, that's another one I forgot to ask about. Yeah.
Yeah, they hand it out to all their customers, and that's how I got involved in it. So every year I do two turkeys.
You fry them?
I fry them.
You like now? Do you really like the fried turkey, or do you do it because it's a faster way to do it?
No, I like the taste because you know I do the injection and let it marinate for 24 hours, and it just. Although I have to say, my wife did a brine turkey one year.
Yeah.
Oh. In the oven?
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat a roast turkey. A good old traditional roast turkey is hard to beat.
Well, but if you just do it the regular way, that white meat's dry. But if you brine it like
you
did.
If you brine it, it takes care of it. It really does.
Also, if you cook the breast meat down, right? Don't you put the breast meat on the bottom?
That's if you're in a roasting oven. Yeah. But if you're doing... The brining aspect of it, you pretty much don't do any turning at all, really. But the important thing, if you're ever going to use that technique, is this. Rinse it out completely before you put them in the oven. If you have that thing coming out of the place where you're keeping all of the brine, you got to rinse it off really well, or else you're going to tell everybody, or they're going to tell you how
salty
your wine.
My brother tried that once. He came over to the house and he had your brine turkey, and then he decided the next time he was going to cook chicken to brine it, but he didn't wash it off, and nope, it was like,
Well, I've got the ultimate story along these lines, but before we get to it, if you don't mind, can we say, oh, that is Mike on the phone.
So, Mike, you do 50 fried turkeys?
Well, my in-laws used to do it, and they still do. They're ex-in-laws. This is my ex-wife's family, but they do 50. They got one of these big black tubs. That they probably do about 10 at a time.
Oh, really? And, they make them that big?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So my other favorite is my sister-in-law does the mac and cheese.
There it is again.
I think you're talking.
Probably put two tubs of butter in there. I mean, you can't put enough butter in there.
Look, you can't put enough butter in anything. Let's face it.
Well, I know. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then it's kind of crispy dark on the top.
Yes. That's my favorite.
Dark.
Listen, my daughter and I are such macaroni and cheese nuts that when we do a giant, we call it a vat of mac and cheese. We will take the mac and cheese and let it get crusty, and then we'll take it out of the oven and we'll flip the mac and cheese with the crust over and then put it on again, and then so you have like double crusty mac and cheese.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Well, since you've brought
her up.
Brought up our daughter.
Yes.
She did something once. I was working on a charity program, and I was doing a dinner for six courses. Uh-huh. And it was, I'm real proud of that, but that's another story. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was brining them, as usual, in a big one of those styrofoam buckets. And she walked over and saw me opening the top to see how it was doing. And she looked at me. Oh, I didn't mention this yet. This was Cornish game hens.
Right, yes, yes.
And she looked at them and she said, "That's cute. It's baby turkeys."
Yeah, she was little. She was little at the time.
Yeah, I had to be there to really get the. But I was laughing for weeks.
Yeah. All right, Mike, thank you for calling. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. It's the food show.
We'll take a break and come back. WWL 105.3 FM, HD2. We are back. 260-6368 is the number. You'll just have me for the foreseeable future because Tom has been called away to go touch up a couple of production spots for Dorignac. So when he comes back, we'll be back to our two-person gig, but until that time, it'll just be me. So give me a call. 260-6368 is the number. I was thinking about, still talking about Thanksgiving and thinking about things that have changed throughout the years that were absolutely essential on our table and now have just sort of faded away. And I don't know how or why you make that change, but sometimes they just happen organically, you know? So I was just kind of wondering if you have any of those yourself. And I still want to talk to anybody who's still doing a turducken or a fried turkey, because we didn't really talk about that until the last caller brought it up. Let's go to Gregory. Hi, Gregory.
Hey, you guys.
There's no guys. It's just me.
Oh.
Tom went out. Tom stepped out to do a little production, so he'll be back in a minute.
I didn't know because I wasn't listening. I just wanted to phone in and let you. I wanted to let you and Tom know where I was because I had this little thing I had to use, these hotel rooms downtown at the Marriott. So I got 4 days free. So
sweet.
I went to the Palace Cafe for lunch. Yeah, free. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a comp thing. It's because I spent so many nights at Marriott properties all the time.
I see.
Anyway,
uh-huh.
It's just one of those little perks.
But, don't you love
Palace
perks?
Palace Cafe, excellent. Palace Cafe, excellent.
I haven't
Palace
been there in Cafe. Years and years and years.
Me too. Yeah. That's why, yeah.
So you're staycationing right now.
Staycationing, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's really, I'm at the corner of
perfect weather.
North Peters and Bienville.
Yeah.
I'm on the corner. I'm just walking around.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't get to do this. I don't get to.
Yeah. Well, it's great weather for it, so I'm glad you're getting to do it. Now, here's my question. Did you clear it? Are you definitely coming on Thursday?
Yeah, I'm coming on Thursday. I'll be there at 3 p.m.
Love it. With some Beaujolais Nouveau. Looking forward to it.
I got four selections, and you can do a little flight.
Love it.
I'm thinking about bringing the bubblies, too. Just to let you
Don't do that. Let's just do Beaujolais Nouveau this time.
Okay, we're just going to do Beaujolais.
Yeah, because I would like to have you in on like a weekly basis until we go through the holidays, because there are people who want to know what is the perfect champagne to bring to blank, you know? So I'm hoping that the Beaujolais Nouveau tasting on Thursday. What?
Yeah, the Beaujolais show on Thursday. That would be terrific.
Yeah,
I'm Beaujolais. Right?
I'm thinking there'll be people who will come away from that knowing exactly what Beaujolais Nouveau to bring to whatever Thanksgiving feast they're going to as a host or hostess gift. And then, you know, as the season progresses, you know, for holiday parties, that would be great to know what kind of unique champagne would, you know,
well,
garner a little
more
buzz.
Nobody's more eager to do that with you and Tom than myself, just to be a part of your wonderful program of pleasure.
Well,
I think this is a great idea.
Okay, good. And you know a lot about this stuff, so I want you to come on and do it. You did it already? Tom's back.
Well, yeah, I got a bad rep. I know too much about wine and spirits and champagne.
Well, you know, I don't know. You haven't know too much about fill in the blank, but I'm glad you do know a lot. Go ahead, what?
well, There's always that. I thought I heard Tom back.
Yeah, he's back. He's back.
Yeah, I'm back. And the only thing, something.
My mentor.
The
guy I adore. Tom Fitzgerald.
The way this was put together.
Oh, that's the way I feel. That's what I always say.
What I wound up saying, and believe me, I never thought in my entire life I would say these words.
What's that?
Doug, where's the drum roll?
Tap. What is tap?
I don't know. What is tap?
Around New Orleans.
What is tap? What is tap?
Well, Tom, I'm glad you got to chime in there. After all.
Yeah.
You know what? We have to try and get a webcam in focused on Doug's face.
We adore Tom and we adore Marianne.
You know?
I came on Thursday. I'm about to get hit by a tour bus.
No, the.
I'm going to get some beignets at the Cafe Du Monde.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be walking down Decatur now.
Okay. All right.
What a delightful. So long, kids. I'll see you on Thursday.
The line I was supposed to say just a couple of minutes ago
was what?
Who dat?
Who dat?
Did you ever see me as saying who dat?
No, I can't.
No.
Let's go to Ron the Gourmet Waiter.
All right.
Hey, Marianne and Tom. How are y'all doing?
Hey.
Here we are. That's
great show as always. Question for you.
Yes.
Ask.
What is normally on the Fitzmaurice Thanksgiving Day table?
Well, that's going to be different this year because it used to be a lot of stuff. We used to have I'm the appetizer girl, so I would do appetizers. There's usually a spin dip, a tapenade, some pimento cheese. Gene, I don't know how I'm going to get rid of that. I think I have to do that. Everything I'm going to mention, I'm going to wind up bringing to it after all. So, all right. So let's see.
Turkey.
We do some kind of
root
seafood,
beer, ham.
Maybe some shrimp remoulade. We've done that in years past. Then we have turkey. Tom would do a smoked turkey, and we made him start doing a roast turkey a few years ago. And then we have the ham, the root beer glazed ham. We have a giant couple of vats of mac and cheese. We have vegetables, usually like a roasted vegetable, Brussels sprouts. A string bean casserole that that is sort of a family recipe that my sister-in-law does that now. And gosh, now I'm coming up short after that. I don't.
How about dessert?
Dessert. Ice. Tom has a cheesecake.
It's Satsuma cheesecake.
Yes, and my daughter does a flourless chocolate cake. And then there are, now I'm thinking about the homemade ice cream sandwiches that are only by invitation. We hide those.
I was going to say, how many people do you all have? That sounds like quite the spread.
It is quite a spread. Usually we used to have 50, then we went down to about 30, then we went down to about 20 something, and now it's just going to be a handful of people for various reasons. And that's it.
Okay. Yeah, We have about 25, and we meet out at my brother's house in River Ridge. Mm-hmm. He's got a larger house that does well accommodating everyone. Most of what you mentioned we have. I usually smoke a turkey with cherry wood.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Brine it the night before, and then use the syringe with Cajun seasoning, and then smoke that with cherry wood for about 5 hours. That comes out really nice.
That is nice. But you got to have gravy.
I make gravy. I make a gravy from the smoked drippings.
You do, because Tom's not good at gravy. Tom's not good at gravy or rice.
I'm not good at gravy. You're right.
Those are two
that.
Things that Tom is not good at. But we've not.
If you watch the water pan while you're smoking, and you don't add a lot of water at the end, you can almost measure how much liquid you have, and that's going to be smoked water with the smoked turkey fat that dropped down into the water pan.
Uh-huh.
So I pull the water pan out. And I pour that into a pot.
Yeah.
And then you just make gravy. You add your roux, you add your seasonings, just a touch of cream, a little salt, a little pepper.
Cream.
And it makes a great gravy.
Mm-hmm. I do love gravy.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese with gravy.
Okay.
Hard to beat.
Roast beef poor boys.
I missed your email last time, Marianne.
I
just wanted to let you know.
I know. I got you.
Looking forward to next time.
Okay, good. Good.
Great.
Right.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Great show as always.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, can we take Mike or no? We can't take Mike. Mike, we can't take you right now. We will take you when we come back. 260-6368 is the number. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Thank you for holding, Mike. Welcome to the food show.
Hello.
So Mike.
Hello.
I thought you were someone else. I thought someone else was you earlier. So now we can make you Mike the Gourmet. I love it.
No, I'm Mike Square.
Okay.
I was driving down Boston Street today in Old Covington, and I saw a sign in front of a Mexican restaurant that said, "A balanced diet is a taco in each hand."
Good
well,
one.
That's true. What's the Mexican restaurant, the new one?
That one that's in that Doom building, that's just one thing after another. It was some kind of Italian place.
Yeah, I was there, yeah. Well, you know, that's right next to the Latin American place, Casa Leone.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, have you been to that taco place? No, huh?
Haven't been to either one.
Or something? Yeah, okay.
I go to Acosta Paces in Covington pretty much on a daily basis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I go buy whatever I'm going to cook that night, pretty much. Now, I'm retired, so I have the luxury of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings up another subject. I heard you all mention Chef Ambrosia.
Yes.
I run into him at Acosta Paces in Covington every once in a while. He's doing wine tastings these days.
Is he? I've completely lost track of him.
He must be working for one of the... I mean, he's retired as a chef, obviously.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He must be doing it just to keep himself busy or whatever. He's probably working for one of the distributors.
I didn't even know
he was
serving.
I run into him there pretty frequently.
That is a great place. I mean, it's like if I need some really obscure item, that's where I'm going to go because they've got it.
It's the Dornax of the North Shore.
It absolutely, absolutely is. The question we had yesterday, since you're here, is that Tom was looking for a champagne. We have a stash of champagne, and he was looking for an old one, and he found a Krug. Was a Krug Grand Dame?
No.
Clicquot Grand Dame?
No.
Who's the Grand Dame?
Oh, this is a secret.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Anyway,
let me tell you. I actually was listening after I hung up with you yesterday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I heard what you all were talking about.
Yeah.
And the evaporation of a half a bottle with the cork still in place is totally unnatural. And it'll be undrinkable. I mean, I can tell you just definitively it'll be undrinkable. It's what it's going to taste like is really bad sherry.
Okay.
And a cork allows a certain amount of air into the wine, and that's what ages wine. But only the very best wines kept under the very best conditions would survive 30-plus years.
Okay.
So it'll be nothing more than an academic lesson at best.
Okay. Hmm. Well, we need academic lessons, right, Doug?
It's not going to be pleasurable, I can tell you.
All right. Thank
and
you.
And one final thing. I heard you talking to Gregory earlier about champagne. The problem with champagne is it's gotten very expensive.
Is that right?
And it really has. And there are a lot of good wines made, sparkling wines that are out there, made in California, made in Cava. They got some decent Cava's. But the thing you're looking for with a sparkling wine is that it's not overtly sweet.
Oh, no.
And
that's the
problem with a lot of Proseccos, is that they're overtly sweet.
What's that blue label Prosecco?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't drink a lot of Prosecco. Now, when Andrea was on one day, he mentioned an Italian sparkler called Franciacorta.
Mm-hmm.
Franciacorta. And actually, that is a legit sparkling wine. It's very dry. It's made in a champagne style. And it's not particularly cheap either, but it's a little bit cheaper than champagne is.
Okay.
But I love champagne. The one thing I'll say about champagne is that if you had a table of six people and everybody ordered something different, a bottle of champagne would pair pretty much with everything on the table. And you really can't say that about any other wine. You know, with one person eating fish, one person eating steak. It may not be the ideal pairing with any dish, but it'll certainly be a compatible pairing with any dish.
Yeah, I'd say that's true.
Yeah.
In my own ignorance about such things, I'd say that's true. Because I like champagne.
Sparkling wine is great, and it's gotten a bad rap that it's only appropriate for celebrations. And thank God my wife doesn't feel that way, because we drink it 3 or 4 times a week. You know?
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's definitely a ladies' beverage.
Thank you, Mike. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
260-6368 is the number. If you would like to chat with us about anything, we're talking up a storm, as always.
Why not?
Yeah, last couple of hours, or an hour and a half, or hour 45 minutes, we've been talking mostly about Thanksgiving. I forgot when, was it Gregory? I don't know. A couple of callers back. No, it was Ron the Gourmet Waiter who asked what was on the Thanksgiving table at the Fitzmaurice house, and I forgot to mention my sweet potatoes. So the sweet potatoes and the green bean casserole. Does anybody do the green bean casserole that's on the side of the Durkee's can?
Now, talk about a specialized request.
Well, no, we started out that way at my mother's house. She used to do the green bean casserole with, well, see, I've talked about my mother's cooking, so this won't surprise anyone. But the green bean casserole that my mother did was canned green beans. It was canned cream of mushroom soup. And it was the Durkee canned onions on top. But we've gravitated away from that and gone to more real food now. Now we have the sort of Italian kind of green bean casserole. And Chef Andrea is here.
I'll be darned. Who should show up now? But it's Chef Andrea. Come on in.
Our last caller was just talking about you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, he wasn't listening, clearly. Hey, Chef, you there?
I can't really hear him.
I don't think he's got the headphone up to his ear.
Chef Andrea? Wait, Tom, stop. Okay, you're there. Okay. Hi, Santa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, he's talking to someone else.
Hello. Hi, I'm sorry, Marion.
All right. Starting over again.
Welcome back.
Santa!
Yes. How was your trip?
It was wonderful.
Oh, I'm glad.
It was wonderful. Got a lot of little boy time, which was absolutely the best, as always.
I'm glad to hear that.
We had a massive party at the house, and it was great. It was great.
I'm glad to hear that. But I'm glad to talk to you back, and you're back, and Tom is back. Tommy's there with you.
Tom is here.
I'm here.
Oh, welcome, Tom. Glad to join our show.
Oh, gosh. I've been very excited to get on your show at any point.
It's only been 32 years. Well, glad. Anyhow, we talk about this wonderful occasion coming up, Thanksgiving, and we'd like to make everybody feel special with Andrea, like every day for lunch and dinner, breakfast, Sunday brunch, and, of course, Copy Blue Lunch with a beautiful bar with live music. But this coming in around the corner is usually we've been here for 35 years, and we have a lot of wonderful family and children. We love children, and we have a nice, beautiful menu for the children. But normally we have the traditional Thanksgiving menu. You have oysters and dressing. We have a cornbread dressing with a turkey, roast turkey with griddle gravy and many others, the sweet potato and the classical turkey for years and years, and people, I guess, love that. We have rotisserie duck in the menu, which is a very crispy, crispy, crispy duck. It's one of my favorite dishes, too, on the rotisserie. Then we have pork chop, double-cut pork chop, Piemonte. And that's one another of my favorite. But we have a roast leg of lamb, osso buco. We have a veal, several different kinds of veal. We have a beautiful speckled trout. And we have some beautiful red snapper, bit of beef tenderloin. And, of course, the other wonderful dishes that we do at Andrea for many, many years. And that goes for all day from 11 to 8 on Thanksgiving Day. And the price is $45 per person. And we'd love to have our guests having a great time. And please make a reservation early enough because, you know, as you know, people like to make a reservation last minute, but all the time is already gone. Prime time, like, you know, from 11:30 to 2 o'clock. So, but we open all day. So my favorite time is always 11 o'clock or after 3 o'clock. Nice, relaxed, nobody rush, nobody has to wait. So we have wonderful, lots of great things, great menu. It will like make everybody happy.
It's easy enough to do that, or hard enough, depending on which direction you come from. So I know you are putting on a special price for this. What's that going to be?
You have a choice for the peanut appetizer. We have a choice for the entree, roast primary au jus, and then desserts, $45 per person.
All right.
$45?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a heck of a price.
I know.
I mean a good price.
Very good price. Mm-hmm. And a very light side, very, very light.
What are the hours? Do you have special hours for the Thanksgiving
menu? Yes, we open 11 o'clock, and we close 8 o'clock on PM side.
Okay, so 11 to 8. Okay.
Yeah, so it's really all-day affair. We open the whole entire restaurant, and we have amply free parking, lots and lots of parking. You don't have to worry about parking. You have to worry about nothing. Just come in, and we'll have to serve you. You can park. We have about 250 cars parking spot, so easy to come in and out, and you don't have to worry about nothing. You don't have to pay $20-$30 like some other place.
Like you do
so
some
it's
other
really
places.
Nice to come in and out, and we love children. Like I said, I love children, and we have a wonderful children menu. So under six, no charge. We don't charge kids. So on a soft drink, another thing I've been doing for years, kids like to drink soft drink, right?
Yes, they do.
We only charge one time, that's it. You know, then they can order another 10, 15 times, we don't gonna charge them. Because a lot of time people get irritated. Did you see at the restaurant they do that, and they charge for each soft drink, and they ended up with 20, 30 drinks on the check.
Yeah,
and I think that's absurd. But yeah, that's the way I run, and I want to make everybody family feel a fear here, Andrea. For so many years, people come in since we opened the door 35 years ago.
35 years.
Yeah,
wow.
And I'm so happy and so proud. I had the one comment today, Marion and Tom. You're gonna love this. I went to a lunchtime to my guest table and said, "Hi, good afternoon. How are you? How's everything? Wonderful. We love it." "Oh, Chef Andre, we have to tell you something happened to us." "Say, what happened?" "Well, we went to another restaurant, but we had our mother with us. Our mother is 86 years old, and she said, you know, I wanted to go to the restaurant. The gentleman, the chef, come out and kiss my hand. Why don't we go back there?"
Uh-oh. Hold on to something here, folks. It's not going to be easy.
And that's why I think sometimes very, very important. I always feel like my guests feel like at home, and my home is your home.
You know what? You know what? I don't know if you know this, but do you remember Vic Garrett's?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you know, he's got a place called LJ's in Lakeview now.
I taught him. I trained him.
That's what I'm saying. Do you know what he said? He said he's been in the business for a long, long time at a lot of different places, and he said the most important thing that he learned right off the bat from you, and it was, my home is your home.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's very important.
Yeah.
And I'm ready with that quotation to lay on you if I am ever told, you got to get out of here.
He's always asking you to come, Tom. You never go. Anyway, all right, Andrea, give him the phone number.
Thank you so much, Dr. Both of you. I've been missing you. And Tom, have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoy, too, the
Thanksgiving.
Oh, we'll talk to you. Oh, yeah, he did. We'll talk to you before Thanksgiving for sure.
Wonderful. Look forward to seeing you. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Marion. Love you all.
Bye.
And this is Andrea, 834-8583. My home is your home. Ciao, grazie, arrivederci a tutti. Andrea, ciao.
Ciao.
That's the fastest he has gotten through that I can remember.
Let's go to Stephen.
Stephen, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Stephen.
I've been out the last couple of days to Yaya's.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Was it good?
It was great.
Yeah.
Now, they're only open for breakfast and lunch. They close at 2 in the afternoon, so one of those eat lunch at 2 in the afternoon people, so I've got to sort of work my schedule out. But today I had a pot roast, and it was $10.95 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And last Friday I had chicken and dumplings. Now, they weren't my mother's chicken and dumplings, but they were chicken and dumplings. But anyway, it looks like they've got about their specials. They normally have three specials a day, but it's not set up where you know that on Monday they have pot roast. They also
I just want to know about the chicken and dumplings, because I'm always looking for chicken and dumplings.
Yeah. So
they weren't your mom's, but they were good.
But they were good, and lots of lots of chicken, not so much in dumplings. There were just a few little dumplings mixed in there. And he asked me, he came out and talked to me, and he asked me about the dumplings and what the dumplings look like in Delaware. And I said, you know, they're about the size of a sugar packet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, in instead of just a little itty bitty.
Yeah.
Lima bean size, which mm-hmm. is what his sort of were.
Oh, whoa! They were really little. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it when chicken and dumplings becomes a pile of chicken in a sauce, and then there's like a biscuit on top. What is that?
Yeah. It's chicken pot pie.
Yeah. Well, they kind of.
But it was, you know, both of the meals were great, plenty of quantity, and for $10. Now the place looks like it's full of regulars. Mm-hmm. When I walked in at 11 o'clock. I was the only person in the dining room, and 45 minutes later when I left, the dining room was full.
Great.
And it was both times like that. And he's open at 7 in the morning for breakfast.
Ah, okay. All right. That's good to know. Yeah, I want to go out there. We've been saying we're going to go out there for years and years, and I've never gotten out there. But I'm glad that he had him on the show, so that's good.
Yeah. So, okay. And it's very much comfort food. I mean, I think that's
what
it's called.
Well, it says Yaya's comfort food.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Excellent report, Stephen. Thank you. Anything else on your list? That's it?
No, but, you know, yesterday you talked about Tom's ham, and I thought Tom was a ham every day.
I accept that.
There you go. Redundancy. Yes. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Stephen. Take care. Let's go to Greg. Hello, Greg.
Greg, you still there?
Hi,
come on in.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
We got you.
Good. So I always love listening to Steve. I want to share something that's real quick, but one of your callers earlier discussed a recipe he used the turkey drippings to make a gravy with. He was so right on. Basically, it's 2 big tablespoons of flour, very hot milk mixed together until it thickens. You drop all those turkey drippings into that and mix it up and add a little bit of hard-boiled eggs, maybe 2.
Hmm.
This stuff is so good. We call it kite paste because it makes your lips smack together. But you do have to put a little kitchen bouquet in it to darken it up.
You put hard-boiled eggs in a gravy like that?
Huh. Yes. I mean, you would never think to put eggs in turtle soup until they did it, but this is what you do with this gravy, and it is so delicious.
Hmm.
And it just makes it. And the yolks help thicken it up a little bit as well. But it is a fabulous...
Did you say eggs or hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, slice them up as thin or however you want to slice them and drop them in, mix it in. And the trick is a little kitchen bouquet to darken it up because it's a very light color when you make it. And you can put it on string beans. You can put it on anything on the table. It's you could eat it with a spoon. It's so good. It's almost, oh, my God, it's so good.
Well, I'm glad you only have to wait a week to eat it again. It sounds like you're getting very excited. What?
Nobody will sit down at the table unless we have our kite paste. That's what we call it because it makes your lips stick together.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm glad you're not far from having it again. Is it only at Thanksgiving that you do it? Do you do it at other times?
Yeah, because you need the turkey drippings.
Okay.
And you know
the
what?
Whole turkey will render about 2 cups of drippings with the water in the bottom.
If I can jump in here, there's one easier way to do it, although your way is probably better, and that is to save all the turkey necks and all of that, and then you do that up in the pot, and you get a lot of flavor in there.
Yeah.
No, we actually put all the giblets in the bottom of the pan when the turkey's roasted for that exact reason.
Oh,
and
okay.
So you're exactly right.
Yeah.
We usually do 2 turkeys, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, it's so good. Hope somebody tries it and reports back, but it's
all right.
Good.
Okay.
My dad can make it. Thank
He's
you.
He's excited. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Greg. All right.
Bye-bye now.
See ya.
I'm not even going to give out the number again because we don't really have any time.
I think we're out of
yeah.
But we'll
so
be here tomorrow,
we'll probably
won't we?
Talk some more about Thanksgiving as we get closer to it.
Yep.
It is a week from Thursday, so hope you're making your plans now. Anyway, have a wonderful evening, everyone. Hope you have a good meal tonight. We will be back tomorrow to do the same thing.
Yeah. Thank you very much for putting up with it. My side of it, of course, Marianne is just nothing but glory.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.